Today, we salute a true ladies' man. And no, it's not what you're thinking. We're calling Professor Joseph Frederick a ladies' man because of his outstanding contribution to the field of obstetrics and gynecology, with special emphasis on reproductive health. Professor Joseph Frederick is credited with leading a team of researchers who, in 1994, found a way to conduct myomectomies, or the removal of fibroids, using a procedure that avoided considerable blood loss. Consultant obstetrician and gynecologist Dr. Milton Hardy explains.
The myomectomy is a bloody operation because you're cutting into a live organ. And the team, led by Prof. Frederick, we conducted research by injecting a drug called pitresin, which has blood vessel constricting properties, but which had never been used before in this manner. To inject the uterus, shut down the blood vessels for about an hour, and this allowed us fairly bloodless operating fields to operate in, removing the fibroids.
A lot of young women would end up with a hysterectomy sometime because of bleeding during the surgical procedure. And quite a few people are nervous about doing myomectomies. But when we started using this drug, myself and Dr. Guthrie went to Germany, and they were using it for ectopic pregnancies. And we said, let's try it for myomectomy, dilute it, and it worked. Now it's the gold standard. That's how everybody else in the world is doing myomectomies.
Director of the Hugh Winter Fertility Management Unit and member of the Order of Jamaica, Professor Joseph Frederick.
One of his strong points is that he's a good teacher. He's an excellent surgeon, highly motivated in terms of research, and he does not believe that something can't be done.
Friend and colleague of Professor Frederick, Dr. Milton Hardy. It is this belief that anything is possible and an unwavering confidence in the abilities of Caribbean nationals that led Professor Frederick to submit his first research paper for publication in the British Journal in 1994. The paper was on the use of vasopressin, also called pitresin, in myomectomies.
I remember my first publication. When I was sending it to British Medical Journal, somebody said to me, you're from Jamaica and you're going to send a paper to the British Medical Journal of a third world country. They wouldn't accept it. And then we sent it and it was accepted. And we got an interview from the BBC.
Best Baby Father, another title that could be ascribed to Professor Frederick, but again, not in the way you think. He's also credited with advancing fertility treatment locally, bringing in vitro fertilization to Jamaica, with the island's first test tube babies being conceived in 2000.
We had 5 pregnancies for the first time. Some people were criticizing us, said you'll never get a pregnancy in Jamaica, and Jamaica is a third world country. You will never be able to get anybody pregnant down there. And that wouldn't work in Jamaica. And the very first cycle, we treated 20 patients, 5 of them got pregnant. And our first set of twins are now 14 years old. And since then, we have delivered about 300 babies.
Professor Frederick's passion for his work is evident, so much so that he gained his own mini-me, daughter, consultant lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Sharifa Frederick.
I think it was more of an indirect influence. He never told me that I should do medicine or anything like that, but just the joy that I saw that he got, you know, in growing up, and, you know, the pride that he took in his work. And, you know, when he'd come home and discuss his cases, etc., you know, I just felt compelled, you know, to join this field. Going to work was not much of a chore to him. It looked like, you know, a passion, something that he really enjoyed. And in taking on the profession for myself, I realized that, you know, it doesn't feel like a chore to me either.
In his 10 years and counting as head of the Hugh Winter Fertility Management Unit, Professor Joseph Frederick has supervised the development of a facility that is comparable to any of its kind in the first world, with services offered to local and overseas clients. His accomplishments have gained him Jamaica's 5th highest honor, membership in the Order of Jamaica.
I felt like, well, you have been rewarded for your efforts. And I said, well, thank God. I wish my mother was alive then, you know, because I was the 13th of a family of 15, the only one who went to secondary school, only one who went to university. My mother wanted me to go to university from a very young age. And I wish she was alive then, you know, to see that, well, I don't think she could ever believe that I could do it so far.
Thank you. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.